Praise God. It's a Wednesday, or the Faithful Wednesday here today. Praise God for that. If you have your Bibles tonight, Galatians chapter 5. Praise the Lord. Sure enjoyed Brother Trevor coming and speaking for us this weekend. Gave me a break. Didn't feel like much of one, but you know, I joke around about sleeping anymore. You know, I'll just rest in the millennium. Just forget it until then. Just don't worry about it anymore. 4 or 5 hours, whatever, you know. No, I appreciate the Lord. It doesn't matter what we go through. He's in control. I've got faith in Him. Not in myself, not anything I can do. I've just got faith in Him, and it makes it so much easier to handle anything, really. You know, you ever thought about that? What would we do if we didn't have the Lord to talk to about everything about? And I don't even know how we put two and two together ever. You know, even before we were serving the Lord, what were we doing? But, you know, I'm glad I'm over in Canaan's land, and I totally forgot what it was like outside in Egypt and everything. I'm okay with that. I'm glad with knowing what it's like to be a Christian.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Keep us in prayer. Ellie's going to the hospital in the morning. They want to induce her if she doesn't go into labor by herself. I've got the next 2 days off school to take care of her and everything. So keep us in prayer. It seems like she's already starting to head that way a little bit. God did that last time too, if y'all remember, right? So at that time we were going in for a C-section, and she went to labor right before we got there. And it seems like she might be right on path this time as well. So, you know, it sounds like doctor's guessing right, but it sounds like the real doctor knows when.
Yes.
Just put it that way. Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the law, lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one to the other, that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led by of the Spirit, you are not under the law. The works of the flesh are manifest, let's skip down here for a minute. Let's go down to verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. 1 John 5. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Still speaking on the headstone tonight, but I'd like to take for a topic tonight, walking in the light. Actually, let me emphasize that a little bit better. Walking in the light, not towards the light.
Amen.
Walking in the light, not towards the light. Let's bow our heads tonight. If you have a need, just lift that up in faith now to the Lord. Say, Father, I know You know my heart. You've never failed me yet, and You won't fail me again tonight. Heavenly Father, how we appreciate You, Lord. How we appreciate that, Lord, before we might have thought we were serving You. We might have thought we knew You. We called You all kinds of things, but one day, Lord, You came to us. And You showed us the truth. You told us Your name, and You told us what our name was, Father, and we could have fellowship. And now when we bow our heads, it's not to an idol, it's not to an idea, it's not to a doctrine, but Lord, it's a person that we've met. It's You, Lord, and how we appreciate that. When we come to the house of God, Lord, we're not just coming to see one another, we're not coming to be seen at all. We're coming to have fellowship with You and to receive from Your Word. And I pray, Father, that the Word would go through my lips, Lord, and into the heart of everyone that's here, that these Christians, Lord, will grow closer to you. Father, we can see right over the horizon of time that it's just about wrapped up, Lord. Help us to redeem the time tonight and be willing servants, Lord. May we be able to raise our hands to God with clean hands, with clean hearts, Lord, that's been sanctified by the blood of the Lamb and been filled anew with the Holy Ghost tonight. Equip each one that's here. Heal every sickness in the building, Lord. May they all leave well. As the Bible said, I would that you prospered in health, even as your soul's prospering. I pray if there's any bondage of the enemy, Lord, whatever it might be, I'm a man and I can't beat the devil. But Lord, with you in me as one and as a church, we're more than able to whip every devil there's ever been. We ask you, Lord, to have your way tonight. Have the preeminence. And just let us be more like you than we've ever been before. We love you, Lord. Thank you for letting us come to church tonight. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. I must have you all spoiled a little bit. You know, Brother Trevor preached this Sunday and I made a comment about him going a little bit longer than normal. And he said, really? Did I really go a little bit longer? I was like, well, brother, you know, I'm not too long a winded preacher. You know, I might get to an hour. Sometimes I go a little over, but I usually coast you into that. You know, I let you know it's coming and might be here for a little while. But that's just the differences. And I believe in that. I believe in that there's different offices. There's different callings. And we all got one. We all need to just abide in that. That's what we need to do is not try to be someone else. Just be who we are. Not who we were. I didn't say who we were. I said be who we are, which is us in the Word. That's right. I ain't talking about no old man. That man's dead, crucified, buried, forgotten about, and I don't pay him no more attention. I ain't going to give him no more attention, and that's what I want to get at tonight. We've got to learn how to do what I'm asking, walking in the light, not towards the light. For a long time, you know, we know that the church went into darkness. It was foreknown by God, predestinated right there in the Bible when they wrote the book of Revelations, how men scratched their heads at it, not knowing that they were walking right in the Scriptures that was laying right there for them. And Martin Luther couldn't help but be part of that Sardis age and on down. And it's just perfectly, I love how God is just so perfect in every way He does everything. Amen. You know, we think that this Bible's laying here in just a haphazard way, or I just picked this up now. But God has a purpose behind that. God has a purpose behind how we nod our head and how we say things. And it's just an amazing thought to think that this God that knows all these things takes His time from controlling the universe, from paying attention to the world system, and comes down to my house when I get on my knees and I want to spend time with Him. He's there every time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the church walked around in darkness, as we understand. We're, you know, being message believers, I believe you know these things, that, you know, the church started out as the light of God in Christ with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. No restrictions. They knew the Word of God. They were the Alpha Bride. A lot of people think that Ephesus started with the church. That is not what it really happened. They started as the bride.
Amen.
That's right. It took them 30 years before Ephesus kicked in.
That's right,
because what began to happen in the Ephesian age is they began to lose their first love.
That's right.
That's right. And that's why you had James coming on the scene and says, we need to contend for the faith that was once delivered, because there's already a crack in the foundation. It wasn't 20 years out.
Right.
How much more, even here in the message, do we need to contend for the faith that was delivered to us? John just told us what the message was, that we would walk in the light, that we love one another as Christ loved us. And if we walk in the light, now listen, that's a very big difference from what most people think. It's not walking at the light. It's not seeing it out there. It's you need to walk in it.
Right.
Amen.
Exactly.
I'm going to show you the difference here. Brother Branham talks about a story. I might just skip there and then maybe come back here in a minute. But if you refuse to walk in the light, you're actually going to be destroyed by the light.
Right.
And it might be the right light. It might be shining the right path. It might be the same gospel. You might parrot the same quotes. You might say the same scriptures, but if that light hasn't gotten into you, it will only blind you. It will only destroy you. And Brother Bram talks about the story. Let me paraphrase a little bit of it. But you remember there was a big lighthouse out there, and instead these birds, they weren't using the light to get where they needed to. Instead, they got scared of the light, and they went towards it trying to beat it out with their heads, and they killed themselves. That's right. And Brother Branham says this about that story, typing it out with the church, is Possession, the Enemy's Gates, 1959. And that's the reason I believe that the Church of the Living God is going to see a greater thing than this. Let me find this real quick. There it is. It's fixing to step up right into it now shortly because they have believed it. Those who rejected it because of denominational barriers, I doubt whether they'll ever believe anything. See? Things. You'll either walk in the light or be blind. Light blinds or either shows the path. Amen. Little birds, I found it. What, Statue of Liberty? Be sure to see that, Brother Tom, when you go up. See? They beat their brains out against her. And I said, what's the matter? See, instead of following the light in the storm to safety, they tried to beat out the light, to beat the light out and kill themselves. That's the only thing that happens when you beat against light. You kill yourself spiritually. Just walk in the light as He's in the light. Then we'll have fellowship one with another. All churches will believe and we'll go on and enjoy the blessings of God. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Amen.
And I say, that would be wonderful. But what's the problem is so many people don't understand that you can't just base your experience off somebody else. You can't base your experience by association.
Right.
Christianity is the only real Christianity now, is the only religion that you have to be a participant,
yes,
not a spectator.
Amen.
Everything else, they got their bishops, they got their popes, they've got their priests, they're the ones that do the religion, and all you got to do is spectate and show up and pay your tithes. You know, we don't want to forget that one. And make sure you tell how great a man the priest is and say, man, you guys are just what it is. And
right.
Man, without you, there would be no good in this world left. And
right.
Just talk them up real good. God help us and not let that bunch of nonsense get into our religion too.
Right.
That ain't what we're talking about. We're here to be the light.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we're glad to know the scriptures. I might just preach tonight. Might just not even worry about all this. Might preach, what did Jesus say? He said, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. And when He said that is when there was a blind man.
Uh-huh.
Oh, glory, we're getting somewhere now. See, he was blind, but then instead of trying to just look at the light, he believed the light, and the light could come into him and give him sight.
Right.
That's right. And it wasn't just, see, we think, well, if God really is moving in something, there's no resistance. There's no fighting. It's just smooth sailing. Well, it is in the eyes of faith, but it isn't when you look around at anything else. Because Jesus comes to a man, been blind for a long time. Actually, I might have that somewhere. Let me see if I've got that in here. I thought I did. Yeah, let's just turn there. I got a little bit, but John chapter 9.
Praise God. Thank you.
Glory to God tonight. John, it's John chapter 9. And Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifest in him. And my, if you ain't got revelation, what kind of a selfish God is this? Makes a man born blind, stay blind, until he's of age. So he's probably 20s, 30s, somewhere, maybe even 40s. Who knows? But he was well, man. He makes him stay that way just for this moment.
Amen.
That God's glory could be shown. And we complain about our lives and our trials. And why did God let me go through this? Didn't He love me there? Maybe it was just for this time right here that He could get the glory.
Right.
And if you're a real Christian, that's all you care about. Is, Lord, you're getting the glory? Then I will glory in my infirmities. That I had to, Brother Branham began to do that too. He began to look back and say, wow, thank God that, you know, I went through that trial when I lost my wife and things, because now I could console others.
Right.
Now I could have compassion. Now it gave me power to whip the devil over here years later on. That when these trials came by, I said, ain't nothing.
Right.
That's easy. That's just to skip right over that one. Just keep walking in grace. See, that's the point. We're not walking into grace. We're walking in grace. Hallelujah. Pray you're getting revelation now. See, that's that we've got to have faith. We've got to believe the word's the absolute. That this was the right way to do it. That God allowed this man to be blind for this moment.
Right.
That's right. That God knew His eternal word needed to be written. So He needed a blind man to be sitting there for his whole life until Jesus could come and do a miracle that no man ever did.
Amen.
We just want the miracle. Don't give me the trial first. Let brother so-and-so have the trial for 20 years, and then let me be the one that shows up like Superman and gets him healed, and I can relish it and say, woo, didn't have to go do nothing hard, just got the glory in that one. That ain't the way it works now. That's right. We all got a part to play.
Amen.
That's right. We all got to suffer for righteousness' sake. And if we're not suffering, now not just suffering for your own mistakes now, the Bible talks about that, but suffering as a Christian. Amen. We ought to expect it and we ought to say, thank the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me. When it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. And I believe the Lord Jesus Christ never wasted a word. And that when He says something, that's the way it is. So you might be able to say, well, if I was blind, no, I mean, I couldn't do what I used to do, but I could still do some works, right? I could learn how to use my hearing and everything else. That don't work in the spiritual. It don't work in the spiritual. You're not going to get by unless you've got the light of the gospel, unless you have this light of the world, which is right here. No man can work without the light. Jesus says in verse 5, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And that's right. There is. He didn't say, I am one of the lights of the world. I am the light of the world, and without me there is no light. And that's why the world had to go into convulsions when He died. That's why the world had to rent and be dark all over the sky. The light left.
Amen.
And it had to be that way for 3 days. Who is this man that we serve? It is the man, Christ Jesus, the only mediator between God and man, and He's not dead. He's alive, and He's the light of the world. Well, listen now. And a lot of times, you know, the denominations and things, they believe that. And they looked at Him. Remember, it's the Son of God dispensation. God was way up here, and we are way down here, and just nothing. We just believe in it. We just love the Lord, and we're just believing it. We're just following that light. But the problem was, is they got looking at that and not recognizing that the light was supposed to be in them. Hallelujah. Come on. That's what blinded the church. They lost the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
They lost a personal experience with God. And once you do that, you only got one route to go. It'll be Nicolaitanism. It'll be, as Brother Trevor laid out beautifully this past weekend, that's exactly where it will head. Because instead of having a life, instead of having a person, that you have to gravitate to rules.
Amen.
And then I love how that just made all the sense in the world, didn't it, those of you that were here. It's not the man that becomes Nicolaitan, it's that you have rules that need enforced. Because if there's no consequence, there's no rules. That's absolutely right. And so the only way to do that is to set up a pope and bishop and so on and so forth. You got your system right there. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Well, see, now the world's lit up again. Well, how is that? I thought Jesus is done gone. Well, if you turn your Bibles again, just to make sure that we believe the Scriptures and not just the almanacs and commentaries and all that. Go to Matthew 5. I made sure to look this one up before it came out. 5:13. Thank the Lord. 5:13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savior, wherewith shall it be salted? Is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. Did you understand what He just said there?
Yes.
Ye are the light of the world.
Amen.
And who's He talking to? He's talking to disciples now. Now, Jesus had the ability to know all things. We understand that. These men had not received the Holy Ghost yet, but Jesus knew they had the seed. Jesus knew where that seed came from. He said, it's already done been planted. That's right, the devil came in later and was planting this other stuff, but this was planted before he even got on the scene. And I can look past what Peter's doing right now. I can look past John and all these faults and failures, and I can see, wait, you're the light of the world. What was it? It wasn't a different light. There's only one light. That light was in them.
Amen.
That's right. And then when Pentecost came, hallelujah. That light wasn't just a thought no more. It became a word.
Hallelujah.
Not the spoken thought now. Come on. The spoken word. And when you sit in church, it's all right to say the spoken amen, not just the thought amen. Thank you, Sister Violet. Praise the Lord. Doesn't it just feel good? Doesn't it just feel good to participate in the worship of God? You say, well, I worship a little quiet. And that's all fine. I don't mind how you worship. Point is, are you worshiping? Point is, when you receive the word, are you worshiping still? Or are we just, Lord, I just want to get super smart so I can show this other person I was talking to why he's wrong. I just need an answer. And we go on these things. I need an answer about this. And then you begin to break it down. Why do you need to know about that? Well, it's just bothering my mind and stuff. Well, why are you letting it bother your mind? Because when you're sitting there dealing with a thought over there reasoning with the devil, here's Christ sitting in the corner with dirty feet.
Amen.
All he wants you to do is get down and trust me. If I just go and spend time with him, those things will resolve themselves.
Amen.
That's right. And how do you know that? Jesus said, if seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Where's the kingdom of God? In you.
Amen.
Where's the light of the world?
Amen.
In you.
Yes.
Seek first. In that prayer closet. Come on now. Seek first your personal relationship with God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Make me like you, Lord.
Amen.
Make me like you. Not just getting down because you have to. Not doing it because you got your clock set for your religious thing. Lord, I want to be like you. I'm believing this is the kingdom. I'm not here to set up a denomination. I'm here to set up a kingdom.
Hallelujah.
That cannot be moved. How? Get people in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then get them to realize what they are and to quit trying to look for the light. But that they are the light. That the light is in you. You are the only way. And that's why it doesn't matter what services you have. It doesn't matter how much time. If you don't have it yourself, the light can be all around you. And it will just blind you. And you see people do this to you, don't you? Say, man, I don't know what, you're just a nice fella and you take, you know, you're a good guy, you show up and you're a nice lady and you don't got no problems. For some reason, I just hate you. Why? The light, they've looked at it so long and not received it themselves that it's blinded them. Hallelujah. See, the light of the world, when it was shining, you know, we think it was all rosy and peachy, but you know the man that Jesus healed here, he was pretty happy about this.
Sure was.
All right, he went and washed and he got healed and everything. But there were some other people not very happy about this.
Right.
I mean, not just a little bit displeased, they were looking to kill. Because a blind man got healed. That'll show you how much that light was shining because it showed you how blind people were getting around it. Oh, God, help us. You know, we think, well, why did this fanaticism start here on the message? How did it get so far off like that? If the light's shining more, it's only going to blind people more as they just stare at it.
Right.
See, that's the problem what's happening in the message. Instead of getting people born again, preachers included, instead of getting people to the Holy Ghost, we've just got them to a doctrine. And we've come to the light. It is the true light. And you can't argue that.
Amen.
They're reading the same quotes. They're listening to the same tapes. But for some reason, you just look at them and say, where did you get that from?
Right.
Where did you get that you can cheat and steal? And you know, they won't say that directly, but for some reason, it's okay to not tell this brother that he, you know, you're only going to give him this much when it's really worth that. And come on now.
Amen.
And, you know, oh, brother, you know, I'd really come, but I'm just kind of busy with stuff and things. Come on now. Hallelujah. We're all still Christians, right? I told you the faithful is here. And, all right. Still believing. I ain't trying to take you out. We're trying to realize who we are. We've got to learn that. And I'm not going to get nowhere until I get right with God. That's right, because if as long as I know that God's right out there, that only blinds me. But if I know God's right in here, it'll shine forth the path and I'll know where to go.
Amen.
That's right. And maybe not the next 10 years. Maybe not the next 5 years. But the next 5 seconds, I'll know what to do. And right now, I know what to do. It's to preach the gospel. And it's to roll my sleeves up because we're going to whip some devils. That's telling us to look for some revival to come. Look for some magical doctrine that's going to hit me in the face one day. And then I'm going to know I'm a Christian. No, it's either in you or you ain't got it.
Right.
And it's always been there. It was always there. That Jesus could have said that to you when you were standing there.
Sure.
And sin and everything else. You're the light of the world. You don't know it yet, but you are.
Amen.
That's right. Look, when you got the Holy Ghost, listen to me now. Why did God give you the Holy Ghost? Was He trying to figure out who was Christian? Was He trying to figure out who was His? Did God learn something all of a sudden the day you got, oh, that is one of mine. Oh, I'm glad they got the Holy Ghost. Now I know. That's not what the Bible said. It's a witness unto us.
Yeah.
It's to show us. It wakens our eyes, and then the light that was blinding me all of a sudden now is turned around, and it's a big flashlight. Oh! And then you get shining that thing back where you were, and it all makes sense now.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I just made that mistake. Now I see why I did that.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Amen.
God used it. When Jesus came, it was shining so much it began to burn them in their hearts. That's right. Because they got to looking back and say, oh, that's why Moses smote the rock twice. That's why Daniel said that. And that's why David did that. This all makes sense now. And right before they got a revelation, he disappeared. He's like, come on, Jesus, what are you doing? No, but they actually got it right before he did. Remember, because then they saw, oh, it's Jesus. And then he's gone. What was he trying to say? Look, the light. You're looking for me, but I'm here to tell you, it's going to change. It's going to be in you. It's going to be in you. See, it's not. It's, see that burning in your heart? What was doing that? It was the light shining. But now I'm changing the dispensation. It's no longer just God in a man. It's God in the bride. Hallelujah. And you've got to have the same thing I have. I said I was the light of the world. Now I'm saying you're the light of the world. Amen. Go shine forth your light.
Amen.
And actually, if you keep reading back there in John, actually, let me see if I can find it. No, nope. I'm messing it all. Y'all calm down now. Oh, that's right. It says, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. See, a little bit of light's great. We all appreciate light, right? If we turn off the lights right now, we'd be a little distracted probably. Be a little bit hard to focus. You might notice I'm up here, but you won't just catch everything. But God has given us light in this building, and we appreciate that. But too much light will blind you. Listen now. Let your light shine before men. But look, if the man sees your light shine, this is why it's so dangerous when people blaspheme the Holy Ghost and they don't know it. When people don't realize that you only have so many chances is because of this principle right here. Once you see a true life of God, listen now, and you know it's right, and you see it, and you don't accept it yourself, the next time it's even harder. Why? Because you've been looking at the light longer. Come on now. Next time it's harder, until you're just so blind that it don't matter what happens. That's right. You could see a blind man get healed right in front of you and say, this guy's still the devil. You could see Lazarus dead for 4 days. Come on now. And watch only one man show up that wasn't scared about it and said, roll away the stone. And call him by name out of a grave. You thought, well, you know, it's not going to do us a whole lot of good to try to kill these guys because they just raise up again.
Right.
But they still wanted to anyways. Why? The light has shined so much around them. It had totally blinded them to where they, here's the works of God. Here's the goodness of God. Here's a guy doing miracles that's never happened. But because of his, you know, certain pet doctrines he has. This message and all its legalism and all these things. You know, oh, it ain't that bad for a woman to trim her hair. And it's not that big a deal. We're in grace. Oh, you're in disgrace. Sorry. Yeah. Because that's good old-fashioned New Testament teaching, too, just in case you don't like it. And if you think the brothers are out, we think, well, if I'm going to be a Christian, as long as I show up and just sit there, I'm good to go, and I can go home and do whatever I want. The Bible said in the same scripture that men should be praying always, lifting up holy hands, without wrath or doubting.
Why?
That's right. You show me what else a man fights with more than that. Getting upset about something happening around you or doubting whether somebody's going to judge you. You know, let me just say why like this. When you see the gifts of the Spirit moving, who do they move on first? Usually women. Because men are too afraid a lot of times. And I hope you got a little rebuked, but not too much. Because I love you. That's right. You know, how many times you see a man speak in tongues? That's not a whole lot. Now, I believe it. And you ought to believe it for yourselves. But why? Because they got to know that they know. They can't have any doubt. Well, quit doubting. You're the light of the world. You're the light of the world. You're supposed to be everywhere. We say, well, I can't pray everywhere. Yeah, you can. The Bible said for you to. I can't do this without wrath and doubt. And there might be this, that, or happening. Or the boss might get mad at me because he sees me praising the Lord instead of working. Don't you worry about that. You praise the Lord. That's right. You'll never go wrong praising the Lord. I'm sorry. I've never seen God just let a Christian praise the Lord and get in trouble. He'll be all right. I think it's because we're not praising that we get in trouble. So that God will get us down on our knees and make us sick as a dog. We'll go, you know what? I'm going to praise the Lord today. Because I can't do nothing else. I've been sick that way before and realized, now I know why I'm sick. Because now the only thing I can do is spend time with Jesus. Because I've got such a blasting headache right now. I can't think about anything else besides Jesus, help me. Glory to God. I praise the speaking of somebody. You know, I might be talking to myself, but I know that He's here speaking. That's why it's just reassuring to me. You know, people think a lot of times that a preacher don't know what's all going on or we're just moving along and just kind of hit and miss. If you understand how to get one with the light of the world, it's always shining. It's always shining. When you say things, and a lot of times you'll do this on your own lives. If you only would listen to the Spirit, you are walking in the Spirit all the time.
Right. Amen.
That's right. When you're just casually going along and you just got that little song, if you'd recognize that the Spirit of God's there, you'd see more supernatural than you can imagine. It's over you. Why? Because no matter what you do, no matter how far you backslide, if you've got the Holy Ghost, you're the light of the world.
That's right.
That's right. You have to be it. Glory to God. Now, why are we trying to say this? We need to start walking in that light. Paul said it there when we read, when we opened up. He says, if I say then walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the laws or the lust of the flesh. Then he skips down and says, if we live in the Spirit. See, if you've been born again, you have to live in the Spirit. There's actually no life outside of the Spirit of God. And how grateful we ought to be that God didn't let us stay down there and die, but He met us one day and He gave us life. But then He gives a commandment to the Christian. You have to live in the Spirit. But I've got something to say. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. That means it's got to become action. It's got to become reality. And that's when you find true believers.
Sure.
That's when you find somebody that really believes divine healing, because they won't just sit there and say, well, it's the will of the Lord, it'll happen. They'll be yielded by the Spirit, yielded to the Spirit of God, and it'll shine forth the light which dispels darkness. See, if your light doesn't dispel darkness, it just causes more. There's something wrong. Light always dispels darkness. Even right here in the service, you're a light of praise. Dispel the darkness of doubt.
Amen.
Yes, it will. It'll dispel all the doubts and fears about life. And I wonder if I'm really a Christian. I wonder if I'm doing right. Just walk in the light.
Amen.
Be the light of the world that God made you. And quit making this some kind of calculus formula. This is the problem. Love the Lord. Love your brother as yourself. And you've just fulfilled the entire commandment of God.
Amen.
How am I going to do that? Walk in the light as He is in the light. Now, God allowed the church to be in blindness. He allowed the church to only see so much, a glimmer here, a glimmer there. But in the end time, He said, I will restore all that was lost. You know, there was a day that wouldn't be dark or light, but in the evening time, there shall be light. Why? Not Him. Her. See, the light, you see, the people don't understand it. He's come back.
Right.
He's just changed His form.
Right.
It's God. Him. The light of the world is here.
Amen. Amen.
That's why Jesus said it. As long as I am in the world,
Amen.
You have light. Don't let a man take out your light. Don't let some doctor take out your light. You and Christ are one. And as He shines, He's only got one agent. It's the bride of Christ. Woo! And you've got to make it personal or the revelation does no good.
Yeah.
It's the same when I remember, I think I told you all this, Brother Noel Johnson I heard preaching one time. He's a missionary over to India. But he was talking to a man. He says, where does God dwell? And he says, in His bride. And he says, who are you? Or what are you a part of? I'm part of the bride. Okay? Where does God live? In the bride. What are you a part of? The bride. You see, and we look at that for a minute, He's like, well, that's correct. And you're looking at the light, and you're reading the right quotes. But there's something wrong, because you ain't got the connection yet. That, well, and it shouldn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. If God lives in the bride, and I am the bride, that must mean that God lives in me.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Jesus says it like this. John 15:4 says, abide in Me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in Me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in Me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without Me, you can do nothing. And I like how Brother Samson said that. When the Bible says nothing, it means nothing. That's right. When Jesus said that without the light, no man can work, He meant it. And it's still true in this day. I don't care how much programs we have. I don't care how many churches we have. If it's not the Holy Ghost in the believer, we are doing nothing.
Amen.
Right. We can feel like we're having church. We can feel like we're doing right. But if God's not in it, you are walking in darkness.
Right.
How do I know I'm in darkness? You love your brother.
Come on.
That's what the Bible said. He that hateth his brother without her, you're walking in darkness. You abide in death. If you love the things of the world, the love of the Father is not even in you. It's a dangerous thing when we begin to realize this, but you've got to know where you are. See, when we say these things, and what do we begin to do? We begin to be carnal and take and start relating to the flesh. Come on now. And the Bible said, don't know any man after the flesh. You know him after the Spirit.
Right.
That's right. I'm not concerned with a man that's got faults and failures and knows that and gets right with God and gets up and does it and might make a mistake again here and there. That Brother Bram never talked about that.
Never.
He said, you know, you talk about living holy and fulfilling all the word and all these things, and he would stop and say, now I'm not talking about your mistakes. You're going to have them. But you've got to have grace of God to say you still believe the word and it's still right no matter what.
Right.
That it, even if I mess up and I get a temper or something one day and spout off or something, there's something, the light in me, if I really got it, will not let that darkness stay in. It must shine and dispel it away. And there's only one way for a man to do that, is that's to repent of your sins. That's absolutely right. And as long as you got the light of the world, it will bring you back to the word.
Amen.
Every time. Every time. I don't care what kind of doctrine tries to get into your life. I don't care if the devil twists you up and gets you walking the wrong path. It won't take long. The light and darkness cannot dwell together. He might just turn it a little bit to the left so you can't see it just right. But one day it'll come back and it'll spell all the darkness. And God saw the church that way and he couldn't take it no more. And one day God had enough. And he said, you know what? I've held off Malachi 4 for a while, but I'm bringing it now.
Amen.
Remember, the only reason is because he didn't smite the earth with a curse.
Because
he said, unless I smite the earth with a curse, if Elijah don't come, we're done. And that's absolutely what would have happened. That is what's happening, even though he did come, but not for the bride. I'm talking about a different age. You can look out there. It's dark. You are right. The light is leaving the earth. You are right. But the light's still shining. In the evening time, there's still light. It's right in your souls. Shining by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Showing forth this word that's been predestinated since the foundation of the world. Have you ever thought for a minute that the reason it was written about the Laodicean church is because you would exist one day?
Amen.
It was not the other way around. It was truth, and then God wrote it down. You were there first.
Amen.
You were there before the Bible was penned down on paper.
Yeah.
That's right. And the light was shining bright then. You know why? Because Job saw it. And he said, I didn't see the sons of God sitting. Just laying down. Predestinated. I saw all the sons of God shouting for joy. Because though they saw darkness, they knew at the evening time it'll be light.
Amen.
And oh, we're going to whip the devil all over.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We've got, that's why Brother Branham taught it, and that's why I believe it. You've got to come back to the Word. Back to the Word. You and the Word has to be one, or you can't shine. You can't do anything because you don't have the light to show you what to do.
Amen.
That's absolutely right. Too many Christians are walking towards the gospel light instead of walking in it themselves.
Yeah.
And they think just because they can acknowledge that it's light, that they can acknowledge that they're not in darkness because they see all the light around them and they see whole, or pure holy sisters and they see brothers that clean cut and things like that, and they keep the things of the world away and they get a nice sanctified life. Look, you're living in a day going by. And the reason we feel good about that anymore is because it's hard enough to get anybody to that place. We're getting so warm in even what we call the message that the world's just creeping in any old way anymore. Much less getting people to church and everything. A lot of times you get them there and they're just two-fold child of hell more than anyone else because they're doing all the things of the world at home anyways. That's right. God forbid we get to church early and pray or something like Christians used to be. All we got to do is tell them why we can't do it. Well, I just had to do too much today. I just couldn't. And then God, who's on the checklist? Yeah, God's number about 500.
Right.
And you got to do everything else first. That ain't the bride. That ain't the bride. And she's coming back to the Word. She's coming back to what God gave, which was Malachi 4.
Amen.
Which was Luke 17:30. Which was the revelation of God.
Right.
The light of the world.
Sure.
Remember, in Him there is no darkness. There is none. So we cannot say that we have Him in us and just let darkness abide around. Just let sickness just roll right in through. Just let unbelief have its way and say, well, we don't want to offend brother so-and-so, so we ought to be a little careful about that. You know, we probably shouldn't preach too much on sports because our deacon really likes to go to games and things and miss church for that. But, you know, that's all right. You know, he's a good guy. He might be a good guy. But that's not where the message came for. You can call me a legalist, whatever you want to. This Bible, it needs to be preached straight. And that's why we're getting so few people ready, because we done made it wishy-washy. We either need to call it what it is, we need to call it a spade a spade, we either need to believe that this is what God sent us to restore us back, or just throw in the towel and find what will. But see, you know too much. You've been given too much light. Everybody's listening to this message, try to go feed on something else. Good luck. It might taste good a little bit, a little sweet devil put in there, you know, let you go out and do some things in the world you never did before, and it might taste good for a little while, but once it gets in you, you realize you bargained for way more than what you thought, and you just wait until the tribulation kicks in. What these people that's left the message. Not even leave the seats now, but left the message. They left the truth of the word. They let the TV back in again. Come on now. Don't get quiet on me now. They let the things of the world back in. They let us get shorter and shorter skirts. I tell you what, I can't hardly look at a youth thing anymore. You can call me whatever. Call me old-fashioned. You're going to call me that anyway. But I'm only 28 years old. And I can tell you, in the last 10 years in this message, it's just unbelievable to me. I just look at, and you're a believer. Really, sister, come on now. Your pastor ought to taught you a little bit better than that. And I feel bad for the man of God who does stand for the word, because anymore you got people that won't listen to it no matter what you say. And they won't live the church. They'll just sit there and just pretend like they're part of it, because they're just those people that just, they're too far in to get out and they're too far out to get in. They're just the Israel that just comes along for the ride, but just because they done left Egypt, Red Sea's in the way now, I guess we got to go this way. And then they get kind of grumpy about that, but there ain't nowhere else to go. So we'll just lay around and grump and cry and boo-hoo and complain and then talk about the preacher because he's just trying to get on my case because he came over and he saw this or that, and that's the only reason he's saying that.
Sure.
You know, I ain't talking about me now. It's talking about the Holy Ghost going down in our lives and saying, get that darkness out. You say, how can I? Oh, Jesus, deliver me, deliver me. How we've used that as a cop-out. You're the light of the world. I think instead of deliverance, we need repentance.
Yeah.
That's right. You just need to repent, get right, and then the light that's already in you will push that worldly thing out.
Amen.
How many can say amen to that?
Amen.
The only time the devil gets in is when you let down the bars. Yeah. You. Not your brother, not your mother, not your cousin, not your church, not your pastor. It's when you decide to step over that buzzer in your heart.
Amen.
That says, that's wrong. You say, well, it ain't that bad. Brother so-and-so does it. He's been the message 20 years. Okay? Don't compare yourselves with yourselves. Compare yourselves to the Word.
Amen.
This is the message that we walk in the light as He is in the light.
Amen.
When we got more light, it wasn't to get rid of what we used to have. It was to be more than.
Yes.
Unless you don't believe we're justified by faith anymore. Do we got works to do now? Or is Luther's message gone? Do we still get sanctified and should live right before God? Or should we just go back and cussing and swearing and drinking and everything else? You know better than that. Well, then how come when all of a sudden we get to Pentecost and we talk about having the Holy Ghost and getting the gifts of Spirit, and that, you know, the prophet of God said before, after, the seals in between, everywhere else, that every single church should have all 9 spiritual gifts and operations at all times? But what happens is we'll go to some quote about setting those things in order, and we've never even had them yet. And we're going to set them in order, not realizing that Brother Branham had speaking in tongues in his church for, 20, 30 years before they finally got it set in order.
Yeah. That's
right.
Because we're just so smart. We got it figured out better than the prophet. Oh, yeah, okay. No. You raise a few people from the dead. You live a life so consecrated to God that your son can barely tell who are your enemies and who are your friends.
Right.
And nobody else can. And that's just because he's been with you all the time. Hallelujah. He'd say it was just in his response. It was just something about it that Billy Paul would know, you know, if he really wanted to be with somebody or not. God help us. How? Because the light was shining in that man. Oh, yes, Brother Bram had his faults, but God have mercy. What about us? That's the grace of God, is to look over that stuff. That, yeah, you quoted this wrong. You said this little wrong. I know Brother Bram one time, he said, oh, that's Matthew 10:17, of course. And it wasn't Matthew 10:17. That's not a big deal to me, because the message wasn't that. It wasn't quote me the quickest scripture. It's walk in the light. And when I saw a man that consecrated his life so much that the Holy Spirit still came to him in 62 and say, you must be more sincere. And he obeyed it, because then he could bring the seals to the church. And to preach those hidden mysteries to us, no matter what the resistance was, he kept letting the light shine. He stayed faithful to the word. He let doors close because it didn't matter to him. He was looking to be what God wanted him to be. And if that was a prophet that's always rejected, he said amen to it.
Amen.
Remember his dilemma before he even moved into the seals? He says, I can't be an evangelist and a prophet at the same time, because the ministries don't go hand in hand. And he was right. And that's why you see him. He wasn't on the field like he used to be before that, because he was moving into a prophetic office.
Yeah.
But he was having a hard time saying he could be both. He had both in him. I believe that. I believe the prophet had all the gifts. You say, oh, is that true? What about Paul? Yeah. You can tell me he wasn't a teacher? He said he was. Yeah. You can tell me he wasn't an apostle? He said he was. Yeah. Pretty sure he evangelized quite a bit. Yeah. Hallelujah. He even was pastor in Ephesus until they got one.
Right.
That's right. True. Hallelujah. Amen. And these people don't want to say Paul is a prophet. Goodness gracious, you ain't got spiritual revelation at all then. To say, how in the world could a man say that what I'm penning is not my opinion? It is the commandments of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Right. You give me another man who can say, you are saved according to my gospel.
Come on.
People think Brother Branham's stuck up or something. You need to go meet Paul. And that's why the vision showed us, look, the truth of that. When Brother Branham went across the... We're just preaching. Isn't it great to feel the light? Do you feel the light in the room? Are you the light of the world?
Amen.
I'm not just saying amen. That's the light shining, devil. You're trying to get me down, get me discouraged. Not today. Glory. Light. Push that darkness right out. That no, they're no praise demons. That's what they are. Don't you worry. There ain't no devil that wants you praising the Lord. That's absolutely right. Glory to God. When Brother Bannon went across the curtain of time, there was one thing that we all know about that. He said, will Paul have to come up with his group and be judged? He said, yes, Paul has to be judged according to what he preached. He said, well, then praise God, because I preached the same thing he did. And the thousands roared out, said, we're resting on that. And I've said these things, but it's more true than it's ever been. If you'll study what Paul's revelation was, it only comes back down to what we're speaking even on tonight. Being the Spirit of the Lord in this age. Absolutely. I said being it. Look, justification led the way for sanctification. Sanctification led away for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But the experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost has led the people back to the Holy Ghost itself. To where you and Him are one. To where you recognize who you are and you can do the greater works. If you'd only knew how simple that was, how much power there is in believing that revelation, you'd see why Paul had no problems casting out devils.
Amen.
Had no problems saying, oh, you guys got enough faith to take this cloth off me and go get healed? Go ahead. Hallelujah. Y'all still believe He's the same today, don't you? Hallelujah. He's still working in our church. He's still working here. He's not done. And why? Because I'm part of the bride.
Amen.
You might think that's proud, but I know it. I've been changed. I've been reborn. My name's redeemed.
Amen.
I'm not just saved. I'm redeemed.
Right.
I appreciate the Lord moving even in services. Without Him, we can do nothing. But with Him, all things are possible. With Him, the light's still shining. There's no darkness in the bride. Do you hear me now? There's no variableness. And the bride, because she's a part of God. So everything you had trained, everything we exalt Christ for, He gave to us. Besides the redemptive part of salvation, where He laid down His... We don't lay down our natural life for anyone. We can't do that. Our flesh ain't no good. His was. And it is. And it always will be. Hallelujah. He laid down His life. He didn't ask us about that. He did it Himself. But why? Why did He do that? Because He saw people looking at the light. And He saw them groping in blindness. When the light was supposed to be giving them a path, listen now, because they just sit and stared at it and studied for hours and never prayed to the Lord and actually heard His voice.
Amen.
Wonder how many people have done that in this message and wonder why they don't understand these things.
Amen.
He said, instead of Christ doing that, He saw what needed to be done. He saw that with man's sin, He could never approach that light. So all He could do is stand off and gaze at it. That's right. He could never have a personal relationship. So what did He do? He came Himself. He fulfilled redemption. He spilled the blood that covered all that darkness into a big ball, threw it in a sea of forgetfulness, and paved the way that we could come and be in the light. So as we stand in Christ, look, we say in Christ, but that's the reality. We are not off in the cosmos right now. We are not, it's not a figment of our mind. This is the true God. This is eternal life. It's Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is now in you.
Amen.
And you are one with Him, and you've always been one. Let your light shine.
Amen.
Don't be afraid of devils. Don't be afraid of being the light.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, I might make a mistake. You're the light of the world.
Amen.
Well, I might cause a problem if I do. I've heard that so many times. I even just rebuke preachers for some of this stuff. They say, well, you know, I feel sometimes like maybe I should speak in tongues or something, but, you know, I don't know if the people's got grace enough if it's wrong. Why are you already defeated before you even tried? What I said, brother, how do you preach then?
Right.
How do you know they're going to receive it? How do you know everything's just going to go just right? How do you know that the people are going to have grace on you?
Right.
You don't know none of that stuff. And it has nothing to do with it anyways. Amen. Is he happy?
Amen.
And that's what I should have even experienced this. God, have mercy. I don't really have notes, and I'm still here for 50 minutes. So praise the Lord. Are you feeding on the Word tonight?
Yes.
Even when the Holy Spirit began to open gifts up to me. Look, that wasn't me getting saved now. I'm never going to teach that. You get the Holy Ghost first. Yeah. Then the Holy Ghost will lead you into gifts of the Spirit.
Right.
That's right. It don't work the other way now. Gifts of the Spirit don't get... I've seen people that work in gifts and they're meaner than a snake and use it to show off and things. You need to go back and get born again first. Then maybe that thing can be used for God, because right now it's not. Because that's what the point is. Even if you speak in tongues and things in prayer, and that's great. That's wonderful. It'll edify you. The Bible says. But what should we do with all of our gifts? Whatever I have. Whatever you offer. What is it for? It's to edify the body of Christ. That's right. I want to help other people. I want to love one another. That's the message that's been brought to this hour. So when you bring fear and say, I can't do nothing, you're not hurting you. Listen now, you're hurting your brothers and sisters.
Sure, amen.
How many of you have been encouraged even right here in church when the Holy Spirit, and I'm not even trying, I'm just boasting on the Lord, when He's used me to tell you something.
That's right.
And it's thus saith the Lord, and you know it is. Come on now. Maybe not every single individual, but God have mercy, there's been so many things happening around here with it not even about me, just y'all having faith in things and believing, and God comes right on the scene and does this. What in the world are we doing doubting still? Because we think we're still approaching the light of the world. Like one day, I'll actually be a Christian. Oh, I'm finally doing okay now, and then, you know, something will happen, we'll get all blind and forget all about it. No, I'm not approaching the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Because I'm in Christ. And Christ is in me. At that day you'll know that I'm in the Father. And the Father in me, and I in you, and you in me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And this is how you'll do works. Because you abide in me, and I abide in you. You'll bring forth much fruit, that my Father may be glorified. Not that you might. You will.
Amen.
That's right. These signs shall follow them that believe.
Exactly.
Not maybe. They'll cast out devils. They will. Why? They're the light. They have to expel darkness. They can't do nothing about it. Look, the devils were quivering. When Jesus showed up, the devils were quivering at the sons of Sceva when they thought for a minute, saying, wait, I know Jesus. I know about Paul. And I know about Sister Carolyn.
Amen.
What about you?
Come on.
I don't know your name. Never seen that in the book of life. Well, that's right. You can't see it, devil. That's right. But see, how do they know? Because the light was shining. Even the devils see it first. That's right. You can find that in the scriptures all the time. The devils beat the religious people by a million miles. They'll be calling. Remember that women come behind Paul and saying, come follow these men. They're leading us to life. And Paul dealt with it for a while because they had hired her to try to make some money. And eventually he got led of the Lord to turn around and says, you child of the devil. Are you the light of the world tonight?
Yes, sir.
Well, brother, if I can just, you know, get close enough, if the Lord can just come on the scene and help me here, then I'll overcome.
No.
You're in a day gone by. You are. And I know what you're trying to say, but if you try to apply that, it doesn't work in this day. And I think we're beginning to realize that that doesn't work. We have to know who we are. And we have to know who He is. And we have to know where He lives. Which is in me, and not me like out there in the world. You've got to know how to get into the mind of Christ that's in you. And know that when you have thoughts in the mind of Christ, put that together. It's not your mind. It's the mind of Christ. A mind is not a brain. It's what thinks. So if the mind of Christ is working in you and it's bringing thoughts, you are having the thoughts of God.
Amen.
And God don't just give that to anybody. He gives it to bride of Christ, and He gives her the thoughts of the Word. And it can be as simple as pray for brother so-and-so.
Amen.
It can be as simple as I can do the dishes later. I need to get on my knees right now.
Yes.
It can be as simple as I need to get the dishes done right now.
Amen. Yeah.
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Sure is.
You getting spoken to tonight?
Yes.
John 1, or 1 John 4:4, you all know this. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world.
Amen.
Why? I know I'm of God. How do I know I've already come to Him? Because Jesus was the light of the world, and He beat all the devils. And they turned around and said, I was the light of the world. That means I've beat all the devils. Because greater is He that's in me. Brother Bram says this, and how can I overcome? Now overcome, notice, overcome. The God that's in you is greater than the one that's in Him. The God of this world is not as great as the God of heaven. And we're all like, duh, yeah, duh, that's easy, right, duh. And then when the devil comes to you, all of a sudden you can't beat him no more. All of a sudden you can't get over this problem. All of a sudden that TV is just too hard. All of a sudden this lust is just too much. All of a sudden this temptation just gets to you. All of a sudden you can't wear this and you can't do this and you can't pray. All of a sudden, because you forget who you are. You forget where the light's shining, and instead of approaching the Word you ought to, if you only knew the grace of God to you and I, you'd quit trying to earn God's favor.
Right.
And just accept it. And allow the grace of God to come into your life so much that it will push out the things of the world. All it takes, it really is fulfilling all the law when you love God and love your brother. Because when you love God, it begins to push out any desire. The more you fall in love, the more you hate evil. The more you fall in love, the more you don't want to disappoint Him. The more those things don't mean anything to you. But if you'll take a second, and I mean a second, to listen to the devil, he'll convince you that he is greater than God. He won't say that. He'll just say, he's greater than you. But he's really saying he's greater than God. That's absolutely right. Hallelujah. And the God of this world is not as great as the God of heaven, which is in you.
Right.
No more than darkness can stand in the presence of light. Now, darkness cannot stand in the presence of light. I don't care how dark it is. Light will put it out. It can't stand. Glory. But you take as much darkness as you want to and try to stand against light one time, see what happens. That's the one that's in you, the light. Hallelujah. And the one that's in the world is darkness. So the light has proved to overcome the darkness. Can you say amen? It's already proved it. Glory to God. And the man that's in Christ and knows that he's overcome the things of the world, amen, it has no more ties to you at all. You're free. Walk in the light as He is in the light, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. Look, it doesn't say the blood saves us. It says the blood cleanses us. Remember, faith is what saves us.
Amen.
Our faith is what saves us. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we won't fulfill the law of the flesh, and the blood will keep us clean because we won't get out of it. Remember what we said earlier? Go ahead. Amen, Sister Violet. She gave me a good old nod, but I just wanted to hear that word. Thank the Lord. I think He likes it. You know, sometimes we would I go to my wife and I just, you know, give her that look. But never got to the point where I said, I love you. What do you sister think about that? Your husband never actually said the words and just, well, you know, I do this for her, do this, and I'm just showing my love. Yeah, you are. That's true. But you still got to say it.
Yes.
That's right. And I think we all do the same with the Lord. I think sometimes, and I'm saying myself included, I do that. You go to prayer, and you know you believe that, and you're just loving on the Lord, but sometimes you just got to let it out. Say, Lord Jesus, I just love You.
Right.
I'm not here to ask for nothing today. I'll need it in 5 minutes, but for right now, I just want You to know that I love You.
Right.
And then I appreciate You. And I thank You for just being You. Even if you don't, how many can say that? If the Lord don't do one more thing for you, He's already done so much. He's done proved His love over time and time and time again. Hallelujah. That's the light of the Word now. Hallelujah. And the man that's in Christ and knows that He's overcome the things of the world has no more ties to you at all. You're free. There you are. He that's in you is greater than he that's in the world. Now if you look back and you're condemned, then you're still in the world. But if you're living above that, then He that's in you has led you above the darkness. That's right. We can't say we're still in the things of the world. That makes us a liar, as we read that earlier. If you say that you walk in dark, or if you walk in darkness and say you've got light, you're a liar. That's right. The truth's not in you. But if you walk in the light, as He is in the light, and you will believe this message. I don't care what people say or how they want to interpret this. If you're not walking in the Word of this day, you're living in sin.
That's right.
Because this is, what's the condemnation? I'm just going to quote it to you and read a few quotes and wrap it up. Didn't realize I went that long. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, He that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. Jesus' own word, that's John 3:18 through 21. See, the light of the gospel, it does, it shows you what's darkness, but the Christian accepts that because he wants his works wrought in God. So the only way he can do anything is to get in the light so it can push the darkness out of him so he can do truth. Because he's recognized, if I don't get in the light, I can't do anything. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that God one day gave you a revelation that you were a sinner? And that you needed saved. And that you needed God. And then he showed you that just you saying you're saved ain't good enough. You need a power to get on the inside. You need that this flashlight out here ain't going to do no good. You need something that shines all the time that don't need a battery.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right. You need something that's on even in the darkest of hours. Especially now. Because it is. It's getting darker and darker and darker. But just take what the prophet said. I don't care how much dark you put together. Don't care how much Laodicea is in this world. I don't care how much adultery is down the road. How many backslidden preachers there are. I do not care if you've got it. The light that's in you expels all the darkness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I've seen, but now I've heard, but now I see. 65. Now it begins to pull away. The wheats begin to be seen. This is not a Pentecostal age. This is the latter day age. This is the bride age. This is the evening light. How many can say amen?
Amen.
This is when Malachi 4 must be fulfilled to follow God's pattern. This is Luke 17:30 to be fulfilled. This is, and Jeremiah and all the rest of them, Joel spoke of these days and that I have heard, Lord, and it was coming, but now I see it with my eyes. Though many, how many false impersonations rise, then Jannes and Jambres with all their gimmicks to do everything that Moses did, never shook him and Aaron at all. They knowed where, like Job, they knowed who their inspiration come from. They knowed it was thus saith the Lord in the Bible. And the same Bible that spoke of them said they'd come in the last days impersonators. Those religious denominations, when something started, who started first, Moses or them? If they had started first, Moses would have been the mimic. I say the same in this age, and I'll be a voice to it. Who started the word back in this age, back in the 40s? Who was the first one? There ain't a history book nowhere will go to anybody but Brother Branham.
Right.
Because he was the original. He was the one that brought the original word. And I understand there was a time for a Pentecostal age, but it began to run out. Brother Branham said they've rejected the revival in 56. Come on now. And it began to change and turn into a bride age, which is here now.
Right.
And the only reason I believe we're still here, well, one of them was for me.
Amen.
God had to come get me.
Amen.
One of them was for you. One of them was for your children. And that's why I believe we're still here. Because I know the evening light is shining. And as Brother Branham said, when the evening shadows fall, he said those souls will begin to run back in. But what's got to happen first? There's got to be a great falling away because there's got to be made room for him. Glory to God. That's right. That's absolutely the scriptures. That's right. Is it not? He made a wedding feast. He invited people out and they didn't come. And he said, I refuse to have my table short. I refuse to see an empty seat on my throne, or my banquet table here. Go to the highways. I'm trying to think of towns around here. Go out to Nay and find me somebody. That's right. Head out to Mount Pilgrim, find some people out there. Go to Indiana and bring a brother over here. That's right. Get him on the table. Aren't you happy?
Yes.
Aren't you happy? Hallelujah. Let me finish this quote. Now, we got all kinds of discerners and everything else that's trying to throw your mind from the genuine thing of God, which God has proven to be true by His Scriptures. We have heard of it with our ears. Now we have seen it with our eyes. Amen. Do you believe it? Amen. All our hearts, inspiration. And in that day, when the Son of Man is being revealed, a Son of Man, Jesus Christ, made manifest amongst His people. That's the day. That's the bride age. That's the evening light. What is it? It's not the light shining out there. That was a Pentecostal age. It wasn't the rain on the outside. That was a Pentecostal age. The rain falling on the just and the unjust. That's still quickening seeds here and now. But now we're starting to move as a world into a dry time. because the Holy Spirit's beginning to lift off. I believe that with all my heart, that the only reason God's even still here, I said lift off the world. I didn't say lift off the bride. Don't go misinterpreting what I'm saying. We are in the bride's age. We are in the bride's revival. And if you'll just get in the light, that light is shining out of the sons of God more than it ever has before, to where we can look at a devil right in the eye and not be afraid of him one bit. We can look at depression that's got on us for 30 years, and all of a sudden you can just trample over the top of him. But see, if you let the devil tell you, oh no, you know, God hasn't come on the scene yet. He already did. He sent Malachi 4. Malachi 4 has to be fulfilled. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet, and he'll turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. That happened. But it's got to be fulfilled that he will turn the hearts of us children back to our apostolic fathers. We shouldn't be afraid of the power of God. We shouldn't be afraid of the working of the Holy Spirit. You are the reason those things are here. Why were the gifts of the Spirit given to the church? To help the church stay clean. That's right. To help us. And clean ain't just living in sin and things. Unbelief is dirty. I don't care what it is. It might just be you thinking you're being humble and the devil's pushing you all around. That's still dirt in the church and it needs out.
Amen.
That's right. You are more than conquerors through Him.
Right.
And so many times I think us Christians, and I hope I'm not going too long for you, but we just waddle around like we ain't got no power. You've got so much light that God has invested in you that the devil keeps trying to pound on the darkness and it's still not working.
Amen.
You're still coming back to the Word.
Yeah.
You're still coming to church. You're still praising the Lord. You're still fighting the good fight of faith. See, we're never going to just lay down. The evening light is to expel darkness. That's right. If you think we're just going to lay here and nothing. No, you're on a mission to take the light of the gospel and to shine it to where darkness gets destroyed all around you. That's right. Glory to God. Why? Because we're in the day that the Son of Man has been revealed. He's shown Himself where He is. He's shown Him that when He said these things in the Bible, He was not blowing hot air. It meant exactly what He meant. I am the light of the world, but ye are my light in this world. Once I'm gone, that's right. How could He say I'll always be here when He ain't here? How can He say you'll see me when He's up on the throne? Because we are literally a part of Him. Your representation means just as much to God as any brother, sister, anyone you look up to, even Brother Branham himself. God cares just as much about you as He did for that prophet.
Amen.
Let's stand together tonight. Walk in the light, beautiful light. F. Such a beautiful light. Comes where the dewdrops of mercies are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Shine all around us. ask anyone in need of prayer tonight that you'd come forward now. Thank you, Lord. Come walking in the light now. Lay hands on the sick, prayer of faith, all these promises that we have. Two of us agree on any one thing, he'll do it. He's just giving us a whole bunch of promises, and they're all true. Sometimes he uses one, sometimes he uses the other. If we take that word and we apply it, we are walking in the light of the gospel. Bringing it off the pages, and it's becoming a reality that's a light shining before us. We begin to let it shine out of our hearts. It shows us where to go. Sometimes it tells us to come forth for prayer. Maybe these souls that are up, praise the Lord. Sometimes it tells you to tell the darkness to leave. Right out of your own confession, right out of your own zeal. Hallelujah, you can absolutely do that. Thank you, Lord. It also can tell you to shine a path for a brother, help him out for a little while. Absolutely right. It says, bear you one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. As we get in prayer for these up here, I ask you to pray too for them. Believe. This light will expel any darkness that's caused these to come forward now. Bring a restoration. I'm saying this for a purpose. Get faith where it ought to be. No more doubting, no more fearing, no more getting distracted. Lord, your word is coming to pass right before my eyes. This day, the scripture is fulfilled in our midst. Amen. Hallelujah. That feels a lot better now. Thank the Lord Jesus. Let's go.
Since I've been this night, I know they were. And she wants to come so. But she can't. Jesus. Yes. Jesus believes. raise her out of the chair, make her little body so well, just so she can praise you in it, Lord. We believe redemptive power has been given to us that we can be restored back to full health. Gratitude we pray to your daughter. In Jesus Christ's name we ask.
Oh, just let your light shine. Let us shine in praise and thanksgiving tonight. Just worship to God. Hallelujah. Tell him how much you appreciate it.
All things are ready now. Oh,
yes, Lord, I love you.
Right through.
You hear his voice tonight speaking to you through the word.
Hallelujah. He that has
with all your heart.
This is the evening time. It's later than you think. Just like it's preparing now for
done for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything, Lord. Thank you for your greatness and goodness, Lord. Thank you for your love and mercy.
Thank you, blessed Lord Jesus.
Thank you for your presence, Lord
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Don't you just love Him tonight? Don't you just love His presence, Christian? No, we don't go on feelings, but I so appreciate Him letting us feel Him
Hallelujah,
all around.
Jesus.
Just know that that light's still shining. Praise our sickness can't stay. Jesus. It's got to leave. All our doubts and fears, they can't stay in this presence. They've got to be exposed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Praise
you, Jesus.
There's never been a day like this day to me. There's never been a day like this day I see. Hallelujah. There's never been a light that shines so bright. Oh, you believe it tonight. Out of the gospel all over this room. Glory to God.
Oh, there's never been
the most glorious time
like this day to me. Oh, there's never been a day like this day I see.
Oh, there's never been a light that shines
so bright as this day, this glorious day.
Oh, glory
day.
To God, glory to God. Sing it again. Hallelujah.
There's never been a day like
you're glad you got eyes to see.
I see.
No, there's never been a light
that shines so bright as this day, this glorious day.
Thank you, Lord.